Hello, this is Lost in Bronx. There comes a time in many free and open source software users' lives, and by many users I mean mine, when you long for the company of your fellows. Less for companionship, perhaps, than for personally profitable networking and educational purposes. At those times, it would be only natural to find a local Linux users group, or LUG as they are called. This is a common progression to some degree, I think, and one that would prove advantageous to all involved. If you like free and open source software, a local LUG, assuming it isn't run by or filled with, assholes, I say a local LUG is the place to go for inspiration, the trading of knowledge, and a few hearty laughs. What's not to like? Well, I'll tell you. No, actually, I won't, 'cause I don't know what a LUG is like. I'm talking doo-doo. Everything I've just said is stuff I've heard or read from other people. I currently live in rural Arizona, and the nearest LUG that I know of is over 100 miles away. Even at only monthly meetings, that's a long commute for me. Some people may think nothing of that. I, however, think something of it, something unpleasant. Ironically, considering all the open space out here, I hate driving. I almost died the other day. Car missed me by inches, blew by me at 70 miles per hour at least on the left-hand side as I was making a left turn. And yes, I was using my turn signal for all the good it did me. And so no, I'm not going to be going to my localist LUG meeting anytime soon, because it's just not local enough for me. The less I'm on the road, the slower my smile fades. So that leaves two alternatives, as I see it. Number one, do without. Now that's actually viable as an option, and I'll get to it in a bit. Number two, start up a LUG of my own. That would be the best of all worlds. And if anybody knows of a rocket heading to it, I would be obliged for the heads up, because the world I'm in doesn't allow for it. My days are not my own. That is to say, I'm busy. Or I have obligations, which amounts to the same thing. Yes, certainly, we make time for what is important to us. Everybody who starts or runs a LUG anywhere in the world is no doubt quite busy. Yet, they prioritize their very precious store of time, and they make it work. So why can't I? Well, because I have a finite store of energy to go along with my own store of time, and most of that is already spoken for. I'll skip the drama and just declare my situation atypical and draining. We get by, I get by, but I have no desire or capacity to take on outside responsibilities beyond the most rewarding of the least encumbering. For instance, these very occasional HPR episodes of mine. I enjoy doing them, but no one is exactly counting on them. No one has to rearrange their very precious store of time if I fail to deliver. And it's that knowledge that allows me to continue in it, a slow trickle that would dry up under higher pressure. Mayhap an unlikely situation to encounter in plumbing, but all too real in the human realm, I think. Certainly it is in mine. So, while it would be easy to open my mouth and post up notices online or on telephone poles in town, and maybe make a few phone calls to find a place to meet, that's as far as I can imagine myself being able to go, and I have a pretty good imagination. Oh, and as an aside and only barely apropos, I apologize. My favorite local coffee shop, which would be perfect for small meetings, free Wi-Fi, great coffee, friendly management, they just changed hands, and then they changed hours, and the new people aren't so friendly, and so now it's not so perfect anymore. And that sucks like a leech. You got black choo-choo!
Yeah.
so I can start a ball rolling, but only far enough to disappoint. If I initiate anything, or claim to want to, I have an obligation to at least get people involved to take over the work of running it, even if that work only amounts to being the person with all the email addresses. Now, I have met a few Linux enthusiasts out here, and if anything, they're busier than I am. Starting up a lug was mentioned in my presence once, and I heartily endorsed the voice thought, but it was agreed upon by all and sundry on that occasion that nobody know how gots them no free time. We were a bunch of losers. None of those guys, and I was one of those guys, wanted to try and organize it. Busy. Oh, we're all so busy. Except we are. One meeting a month, 1 or 2 hours out of 720 or so. Too much. Arguably, I was the most enthusiastic and verbose of the conversationalists, and possibly the least encumbered by outside obligations, and even I can't commit to one meeting a month. So by my count, that only leaves alternative number one, do without. Now that immediately conjures up images of a lone avocationist or enthusiast, read that crank, read that creep, who sits alone in the dark, talking out to the void and out his ass. Is that me in the mirror? I say that brings forth a stereotypical view of a Linux or other free software user who is looking for a connection in the real world. And for some of us, this simply doesn't exist. Oh, sure, maybe I could join one that's not exactly local and participate in it as time and resources permit. Or maybe get the ball rolling for a local group and then hand it off to someone. Well, as implied already, if I don't have the time to simply attend a meeting once a month, I certainly don't have the time to organize and oversee one. And joining a group that you know in advance you do not have the time to participate in does everyone involved a disservice. I admire people who can manage to make it all work, the joining, the participating, but my sitch is not theirs, and my sitch is one that relegates nearly all of my free time to the wee hours of the morning. I'm an insomniac, at least to a certain degree, and these hours, alone, in the dark, are mine. Reasonably, the real world will not intrude, unless we consider the loud midnight shenanigans of a local tomcat outside the window. I'm gonna trap his ass and have his jolly snipped, see if I don't. And that means the Linux community comes to me in slivers of attention. I see only what I have the time, energy, and interest to see. But even if that is true, those slivers add up to much more than 1 or 2 hours a month. So, is my lug or lug-like experience purely digital? Yes. Yes, it is. Connection in the real world, as it were, is elusive and illusive to me. There simply isn't a core group in my field of acquaintances that has the time or interest to run Linux, let alone join a lug in mutual celebration of it. What a lug provides, at least as I believe, is a place of FOSS fellowship and education. Those things are available online, too. Well, you have to make do, of course. You have to realize that no one beside yourself is supplying the cookies or pizza, and no one beside yourself will see the strain and real relief in your eyes from the pressures of the month and the comfort of like minds, and thereby offer you commiseration and, dare I say it, caring. No, those things won't happen. By the same token, if I can't commit to 1 or 2 hours a month on a regular schedule, as I've stated, it doesn't mean I can't benefit from and contribute to the FOSS community, perhaps even to the tune of many more hours than, say, 1 or 2. No, what it means is that I can't be at a certain place at a certain time with anything like regularity for anything that is not an absolute necessity. Again, no details, if you please, but my days and nights are haphazard. I have a home, I have a family, and no professional commitments, yet my time is spoken for, capiche? Good. Very good, in fact, because I'm not alone in this. There are lots of people out there in circumstances that vary widely, indeed, who I suspect can empathize. Our computers, our interweb connections, they are as vital as air, as food. Despite being, within recent memory, a dream more fantastic than the most amazing flights of fancy. These modern doors to the world have become vital, fundamental, and transformative. There is no going back. And even if there were, I certainly wouldn't choose to. Less a bridge to the whole planet. The online life has become more of a spyglass aimed at another world. Because when the one I'm in doesn't have the answers I need, it's real important to have an eye on another one that might. Wow, that sounded spiritual. Get thee hence, you proprietary demon. The power of Stallman compels you. Ain't gonna lay my legend down. So, from an emotional standpoint, a virtual lug certainly can, but doesn't have to be, constrained by regulation, that is, a set schedule or a pile of obligations. I, for one, hate schedules. Whenever I log on, my lug meeting starts, and whenever I log off, it ends. It's all about me, and whatever I happen to be laying my eyeballs on is a presentation at the meeting, and whoever I happen to be chatting with or listening to is a fellow attendee or guest of honor. Does this stand up at all to real, human, face-to-face interaction? Well, to be honest, and again, for me, it's even better. I mean, why in hell would I want to smell your BO or farts or wait while you take a cell phone call? Why in hell would I want to chip in for pizza and eat a slice or two when I can buy my own and eat it all? I think it comes down to comfort here, both emotional and physical. I like a lug I can attend in my underwear sitting on my own couch. I don't think that's too much to ask. Especially considering the fact that there's no other alternative hereabouts. So I think my point here is, if you're stuck either on the map somewhere or just in your life, and you're enthusiastic about Linux and other free and open source software solutions, but you don't have anyone in the real world to share that with, take heart. Why settle for a local group when the entire world is in attendance, just a few keystrokes or mouse clicks away? And anyway, real life is just so pre-millennium, don't you think? I mean, I don't think I've been a real person myself since, 1996, at least. This has not been Lost in Bronx, but an incredible simulation. If you'd like to contact me, you can write to lostinbronx@gmail.com. That's LOSTNBRONX at Gmail. I'll do my best to imitate what I might have written had I actually been me. After all, there's nothing too good for a fellow member of Earthlug. You know, all of us connecting through the many and varied webs, exchanging thoughts and information in a truly global community. You like that? Earthlug? Yeah, me neither. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.